Welcome to Ageless by Rescue. This podcast is devoted to exploring the science of rejuvenation, uncovering the most trusted experts, the must-have products, innovations, and technology in the field of vitality, aesthetics, new beauty, and cosmetic enhancement. I'm Baha Etmanen, the founder and editor of Ageless by Rescue. Ageless by Rescue gives you unprecedented access to international and Australian experts and visionaries.
Hi, it's Miranda Kerr here on Ageless by Rescue podcast.
Hi, this is Martha Kay and you are on Ageless by Rescue podcast.
I'm Trini Woodall. I mean, I feel I'm being interviewed by the sexiest woman in the world.
Welcome to Ageless by Rescue, where we delve into the forefront of medical innovations and the future of skincare and aesthetics. I'm Baha Etmanen, your host, and today I'm joined by a distinguished guest, Dr. Roberta Del Campo, a board-certified dermatologist based in Miami, Florida. Today's episode focuses on groundbreaking technology in the realm of dermatology and aesthetic medicine. Introducing Aerolase laser technology. Aerolase stands at the forefront of treating a diverse array of skin conditions with unparalleled precision and safety for all skin types and all skin tones. This innovation is redefining patient care in dermatology, offering solutions for some of the hardest skin conditions, including acne, rosacea, and melasma. Dr. Del Campo, my guest, is the founder and director of the Del Campo Dermatology and Laser Institute, located in Miami Beach, Florida. She graduated from Boston University School of Medicine, followed a residency in prestigious fellowship in cosmetic dermatology and laser surgery at the University of Michigan. She is recognized as a future leader by the American Society of Dermatology Surgery. Dr. Del Campo has authored over a dozen peer-reviewed articles, actively participates in dermatologic research, and is a vital member of both the American Academy of Dermatology and the American Society of Dermatologic Surgery. Dr. Del Campo shares her valuable experiences with this new Aerolase technology, discussing the transformative effects and benefits it provides for her patients and also her medical practice. We'll delve into the scientific underpinnings of Aerolase, its clinical applications, and what the future holds for laser dermatology through the lens of Dr. Del Campo's expert perspective and 6 years of experience using Aerolase. This episode is produced in a sponsored partnership with Aerolase and Beauty Technology, and I'm so pleased to be able to bring you the next frontier of dermatology and laser with Aerolase. So delighted to have you on my show. As I was saying to you before we started recording, you have been on my radar for some time. And when the team at Beauty Technology said to me, pick your KOL, and I said, from anywhere in the world? They said, yes. I said, I'm going to take Roberta Del Campo, please. She is my go-to expert on all things laser. You are really passionate about laser.
I mean, so passionate. I'm literally getting goosebumps with the introduction. It's something that I really feel that I was born to do. It's interesting because no one in my family followed the medical side. I happen to have a passion for medicine, happen to have a passion for helping people. And then I love skin. I've always loved skin. I've taken care of skin since I was a young girl. And so it was, of course, kind of natural to fall into dermatology. But within dermatology, I really had a desire to find out about technology. I've always loved physics and the idea of new and unique things and how can we transform someone's skin using devices and technology. And that's where I went ahead and furthered my understanding of lasers by doing a laser-specific fellowship within aesthetic dermatology after I finished my residency.
I find it really interesting because I'll tell you something. I have been interested in aesthetics for a long time, and certainly the Ageless show, a lot of the time that we spend on the episodes is on aesthetics. But for me, laser never seemed like a real priority. And until I started meeting some experts, dermatologists mainly, actually, in Australia, who were like, you're not doing aesthetics unless you're doing laser technology because we simply can't get the results that we need without that additional investment in technology. And I'm going to say the word investment because lasers are super expensive for clinics to buy. So when a clinic is a clinic that has invested in lasers, I would say as a consumer that that's a great green flag, that this is a clinic that really has the best outcome in mind for their patients, because the upfront investment is quite intense. And so is, you know, getting upskilled to use such a powerful piece of technology. I'm wondering if you could share with me, so one of the lasers I've been using, and the reason I wanted you on my show, is I've been using Aerolase laser, and I know that this is something you're passionate about, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And the reason I'm enjoying it, and I guess one of the reasons, and you'll tell us more, that you have it in your practice so prominently, is that it's like zero downtime. It's a pretty comfortable device.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really what makes it unique. I would say in today's world, patients are obviously looking for results, but they want results with minimal to no downtime, minimal to no discomfort. They want to treat multiple types of skin concerns at one time. They don't want to have to come back for different devices. So having a very comprehensive, safe, efficacious treatment is really what consumers are looking for. And, you know, this device, although I would say there are definitely many devices on the market that can be quoted as being safe and painless, this is just so unique because it's been on the market for so many years and treats so many indications, but it's still almost sometimes good for me, right? A little bit of a hidden secret because it doesn't have necessarily as big of a name as some of these companies that pump money into marketing. This is one of those devices that's really about word of mouth. You have the results and it's about finding out, you know, other patients' experiences, and then they flock into the office. So, you know, I've always looked for the best devices. I've been blessed to have this background where I really understand what devices are out there and I can really spot kind of a fake, you know, anywhere. And this is something that stood out for me from day one. It was just so unique coming out of my residency and my fellowship. And it's something I wanted to learn more about. And, you know, it was the first device I bought for my practice. I now have 12 different devices. I do invest in technology. As you mentioned, I believe in that. You have to kind of spend money to make sure that you can give your patients the ultimate outcome. But it's really doing it in a way that you find the right devices. And this can fit into anyone's practice and be beneficial just because of, you know, the number of indications and how easy it is to get the treatment. I mean, you've had the experience, you're in and out in 15, 20 minutes, full face with no downtime, and your skin's looking better right off the bat. So it's been something that has been a game changer for my practice, and having it the last 6 years, it is still the one device that runs all day long. Other, you know, devices filter in, but this really is still my workhorse.
It's funny you should say that. I'm wondering if you could explain, and I guess this is for the benefit of the listener as well, what does Aerolase technology allow you to do differently in your practice that without it, maybe you'd have to do multiple other treatments or you wouldn't get the results as fast? I'm curious as to what's in it for the consumer?
Yeah. Number one, safe on all skin tones. And that is important. Yeah. When I open my practice, and I made my business model. My business model was that I wanted to have treatments that would treat all skin types. So I don't have one device that can't be used on the whitest of skin, the blackest of skin, the tannest of skin safely. I wanted devices that can be used all year round because I had this experience. I worked for another provider who had devices that, you know, a person would walk in with skin type 4, so darker pigment, and they're like, sorry, we can't treat you with this device. We can't help you. I want an all-inclusive type of treatment. So it can be used on all skin types, all times of the year. It's a fast treatment. So those who are in a hurry, who want to come in and do something within their lunch hour, can get it done. But it's also about the efficacy. It is an interesting thought because it is what we call a long-pulsed YAG. So meaning it has a longer pulse. So it goes deeper into the skin, but it does it in such a fast way that you're not damaging surrounding tissue. It is that precise. Think of it as hitting like the bullseye on the target, and that's what you want with the device. Some devices, as they hit the skin, the laser energy scatters, and you're not only, yes, you can have improvement in that area, but you can also damage healthy tissue around it, which gives us that higher risk profile. This is so specific, so precise that we can actually target what we want to target and do it in a way that's safe on everyone.
You spoke about versatility and inclusivity, and I think those topics have been huge. I've just come back from three conferences in Australia, dermatology conference, an aesthetic beauty industry conference, and Cosmeticon, which is surgical and aesthetics. And those topics of inclusivity have been huge. And in fact, I just launched season 8 of the podcast with an inclusivity panel.
Wow.
And one of the key things about inclusivity that you raised is the ability to treat all skin types. And in Australia, where we are, the range of ethnicities is quite broad. And previously, and when I say previously, I mean up until like maybe 3 years ago, even just before pandemic time, I would say that even I, who is not so dark, would have issues with certain lasers and I'd be turned away. So, yes. Or I would have a horrific result. I won't say what, but I had a laser treatment, I want to say 15 years ago now. And it was the top laser treatment. And a dermatologist, very well-known dermatologist, urged me to have it for my pigmentation. Turns out I had melasma. And this treatment like destroyed my skin. And it honestly took me another 10 years to get that melasma under control after that intense laser treatment. So I would have to say that there must be a cohort in the population that are a little bit laser shy. And I'm wondering if you can address how Aerolase, what are some of the I believe it treats 36 different types of skin conditions.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So I'm wondering. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Like it doesn't make sense to me. So I'm curious and I wanted to ask a doctor and a dermatologist who is working with it day in and day out, what are the key conditions that you're using Aerolase for? And I would love it if you could spend a little bit of time on pigmentation and melasma specifically, because that's a doozy, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think what's most important first is to understand, as you were questioning, how can it treat so many different indications? Mm. And what's interesting about lasers is it all comes down to what type of laser is it? And that's kind of like a general category. Is it an NDAG, so a 1064 nanometer? Is it a pulse dye laser, which is a 585 or 595 nanometer? And to put it in simple terms, the lower the number in general, so 500 is going to go less deep in the skin than 1000. And vice versa. So you have to understand that with this particular technology, it's a 1064. So it is the deepest penetrating type of wavelength. And it bypasses that top layer of skin, the epidermis, which we don't want to affect with this because that's what can cause burns. That's what can cause problems in people with natural skin tones who are darker. So we bypass that top layer of skin to keep it safe. And we're targeting that second layer where we want to target. So if we have extra blood vessels that make us red, like rosacea, or if we have little cysts from acne that are in that second layer of skin, this laser will go directly into that second layer and will target it because of the chromophores that it hits. Lasers hit three different types of chromophore. One is melanin, which is pigmentation. The second is blood vessels or vascularity, which is redness. And the third is water, which gives us texture brightening of the skin. This particular wavelength, the 1064, hits all three chromophores. So we can treat color, so brown pigmentation, we can treat red, and we can treat texture, brightening, and collagen stimulation. That's very unusual. Most lasers might treat one chromophore or two or maybe three, but one of them is very minor. This targets all three chromophores with power. So it really allows us to address all different types of skin concerns at one time. And common things that I treat, acne, melasma, just sun damage, so broken dilated blood vessels, texture change.
Yeah, I actually had the vessels around my nose done in only one treatment and gone. I just had my cherry angiomas treated.
Amazing.
It was so easy. I was shocked.
Yes. And this area tends to be very uncomfortable. So the fact they were telling me, oh, look, I had it done proudly, because most people with other devices, obviously, me having
it was a nothing. I can honestly say to you, I was having my face treated, and the dermal clinician, Alira, said, oh, shall I do the vessels around your nose? And I went, should you? And she goes, yeah, you look great. You won't need to use concealer to cover it up ever again. And I said, will it hurt? She goes, nope. Zap, zap. Yep. One treatment once.
Yep.
And she's right. Like, it's so good because I hate foundation. And this was always an area to have to to cover up. The other thing I noticed, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the airlays can go quite close under the eyes. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, it's pretty amazing. So we can treat pigmentation if somebody has an injection and gets a little bruise. As long as you're along the bony prominence or the orbital rim, we can treat. So even if you have eye goggles, you can pull the skin down and treat.
Well, that was my experience. And I was so thrilled with that because I had just a little bit of pigmentation here along the bone. And no one wants to treat that. Previously, my only option had really been skincare or a peel.
Correct. Yes, this is very unique. And you can treat literally head to toe, which is so interesting as well, because some lasers can be quite risky as we get away from the head and the neck. The body is considered a higher risk area just because it doesn't heal as well. We think about if we scrape our knee versus our face, this takes longer to heal. But with this device, you can literally treat head all the way down to the toes, which is pretty unique as well. But pigmentation, you're asking about pigmentation. That is number one in my clinic. Being based in Miami, similar to where you're located, I have all different skin types. Individuals like myself want to be able to experience the outdoors and go to the beach and not be worried about laser treatments that they've done. And this device is safe. You can literally have the treatment and go to the beach later that day with your sunblock. You don't have to worry about staying out of the sun for X period of time. And what's interesting with the whole melasma...
That's very Australia friendly, I have to say.
Yes. Absolutely. And there are very few devices that you can do that. Most devices, and I know, like I said, I have 11 other devices. I have to tell patients, look, today's okay, relax at home, and then tomorrow you can get back to your lifestyle. With this device, same day, minutes later, you can go back to whatever you're doing safely. And with melasma, it is important to really go slow and have the right type of energy. I became a dermatologist because I was almost 80% covered at one point with melasma.
You were?
I was.
Wow. And I used to have this patch on my forehead.
Yes.
And so I'm 50 now, and I had this melasma on my forehead in my early 30s. And I can honestly say to you, I looked older in my 30s than I do at 50.
Wow.
Because of the discoloration. Because discoloration makes you look older than wrinkles do.
Absolutely.
It's quite shocking, right? So I look at those photos, and listen to this. My pigmentation was so prominent. I went on a holiday to Maui once, and there was an island off the coast of Maui called Molokini. And I called my pigment the Molokini because it was the same shape as that little island.
Oh my
goodness.
And I
still refer to it as the Molokini. And yeah, I mean, it took years to fix.
Yes, it can be very tricky. And majority of devices are no-go with melasma. And I'm sure you've heard this. Almost every provider out there will say, if you have melasma, you're not a laser candidate.
Yes.
And I would agree. Yeah, I would agree for majority of lasers because patients come into my office. They say, wait a second, I'm not supposed to use a laser. I have melasma. I said, this particular laser is FDA approved to treat and prevent recurrence of melasma, which is very powerful. It's not just removing the pigmentation, but slowing down the risk or decreasing the risk of it recurring. And that was my answer. I mean, that's the reason I bought this device, frankly. Now that we're opening up about ourselves, I literally bought this device because I knew it was the best device on the market for melasma. And if I was going to buy a device for my patients, I wanted a device for me as well. And it was something that really cleared my melasma and has kept it under really good control.
I'm wondering if you could also speak, you touched on, so we'll talk about one that I think leads to another. Rosacea, which is also an incredibly difficult autoimmune condition that you can't cure, like melasma, it can't be cured. It can be managed and the appearance and the knock-on effects can be minimized. Can you talk to me about how Aerolase NeuroElite can treat rosacea? Because again, that seems like an amazing condition to be able to get a handle on.
Absolutely. And there are two things to think about with rosacea. One of them obviously is the redness, and that's primarily what most patients will come in and, you know, describe that's bothersome. Oh, I'm getting rosy cheeks, or I'm looking a little bit flushed, and it can be quite, you know, embarrassing for some patients. It's a social impact, to say the least. But also the skin barrier changes because they have more inflammation in the skin. So not only are they red, but the skin texture can be a little bit rough. It can look a little bit dull and ruddy. And the way that this device works is twofold. One is it attacks those blood vessels that are dilating under the skin that are causing the patient to look flushed and blushed. And so this laser is attracted to the blood vessels. The blood vessels are very quietly and calmly damaged. So it's not bruising the skin. It's just kind of disrupting those blood vessels. And then the body comes in and removes those blood vessels over time. So you're minimizing the amount of blood vessels that are there that causes that flushing and blushing sensation. It's also anti-inflammatory. What's really interesting with this device is it calms the skin. It's the opposite of other many other devices on the market that actually disrupt the skin barrier, and they make the skin more inflamed, more cracked, more swollen. This actually decreases the inflammation in the skin, calms it, and allows the skin barrier to be healthier. So it's working at a level of almost repair under the skin. And I use this device. I have patients that come in. I had a patient who unfortunately applied something to her skin, caused almost a contact burn to her skin, a contact dermatitis. Wow. She was itchy. She was swollen. She was red. What did I do? Very low energy with the Aralase Neo Elite. Went over that area, calmed the inflammation, decreased the redness. Put a little calming face mask, growth factors, and she left 50% better. I mean, with one treatment, which is pretty amazing. Otherwise, it would take weeks of topical steroids or oral steroids to actually calm the skin. So it's a, yeah, it's hard to imagine how powerful it can be when it feels so gentle. But
yeah, I mean, I'm curious about that because the treatments that I've had with Aralase, I've had three treatments now for different things. I've only ever had it for cosmetic, so I haven't had it for really treating anything. But I can imagine if it was that comfortable for me to have it as a cosmetic laser, it would be a godsend for someone who's got, you know, skin conditions. The other one that you touched on, which is really topical at the moment in Australia, is lasers for acne. And I know there are certain lasers that are coming out into the market saying they are exclusively for acne. So I'm wondering if you could talk to how Aralase Neo Elite is able to kind of treat acne completely effectively, even though we can do other things. Because I think it must be tempting as a professional to look at something that's a specialist laser. So,
right. And you know, what's beautiful about this device is you touch upon, I mean, it's a specialized laser, but for so many different things. Mm. But it really comes down again to the wavelength and the fact that it's a 650 microsecond technology. So the depth that it's going to, it's getting to that second layer of skin where we have the oil glands. And we know the primary issue with acne, if you will, what happens is the skin gets blocked and you get these little areas where bacteria and oil and debris back up. It causes an inflammatory process under the skin, and then it causes pustules or cysts or inflammation. So what do we need to target? We need to target the oil glands to make the skin a little bit less oily so it can't get blocked. We need to have high enough heat to kill some of that bacteria that's causing this inflammatory reaction. And we also need to calm the skin with an anti-inflammatory effect. So basically kind of minimizes the reactivity in the skin. But we're able to actually, the big component that these devices that are being developed to treat acne are really focusing on the oil glands. And this device works at that level as well.
Got it. Now, speaking of other conditions, what about if you're just wanting to have Aralase for skin tightening, the reduction of wrinkles? Can you get that anti-aging result or that cosmetic effect as well?
Absolutely. And it really comes down to personalizing the treatment. So as you know, it's a handpiece that basically floats over the skin. It doesn't touch the skin, so it's sterile. It doesn't touch the skin, so it's not causing too much heat on top of the skin. The point is it floats over the skin and it works in that second layer of skin by increasing a little bit of heat and a kind of a very quasi low strength inflammatory reaction. When you increase the number of passes and you keep the temperature at a desired temperature, you can actually increase tightening of the skin. So the point is that it really comes down to a provider who uses this device regularly, who's experienced and can look at your skin and say, we're going to do X number of passes, X amount of energy, X spot size, and it can be personalized for that as well. But you can see some really nice tightening and brightening results with this device. with and no downtime.
One of the things that I read in your bio and I've noticed in when I follow you on social media is that you do a lot of combination therapy. And again, when I was attending all these conferences, the future is combination therapy.
Yeah.
So can you share with me how Aerolay's NeuroElite works in with other modalities in your practice and what you've seen great results with?
When we combine different treatments, and thank you for pointing that out, because I really do believe that combination therapy is the now and future, because you're going to maximize your results, minimize trips to the office, and you're going to get a step ahead. But it really comes down to the fact that this is a very safe type of device to layer because of the depth, because we're going a bit deeper, we're going intradermally, and we can layer something on top that's more superficial or higher in the skin. The rule of thumb with combination therapies is you never want to stack heat in the exact same area, because it's a lot of heat and a lot of heat and uncontrolled damage. If we can stack deeper than higher in the skin and do it in a way that is heat that not only works quickly, but dissipates quickly, that's the key. Because the skin can cool down, we can allow it to heal, and we're not accruing too much damage in a given area. So this is really the ideal type of device to layer because of its safety and its depth.
So what are some of the things that you're layering or combining with? Is it skincare? Is it microneedling? Is it peels? What can Aerolay successfully be partnered with in a clinical practice or for a patient to really up-level the treatment process?
You know, it's interesting. There's not one device that I would tell you that I would not layer with the Aerolay NeuroElite same day based on safety profile. As long as we have something like microneedling, it's about depth. So you have to think about as a provider, what depth are you treating with microneedling, or what depth are you treating with a skin resurfacing device? But more commonly than not, we can adjust it. We can go deeper. We can go more superficial, and we can layer almost any type of resurfacing on top of the Aerolay NeuroElite. We can also combine radio frequency. It depends on which radio frequency device, but you can go a little more superficial, go a little bit deeper, and understanding that it's really about envisioning where this is hitting in that second layer of skin and what we can layer on top or below. I've combined it with all therapy same day, which goes down to the SMAFs for deeper lift. So a tightening lifting treatment. I've layered it with radio frequency to firm even more the upper layer of skin. We combine it with microneedling, Tixel, which is another resurfacing device, same day, chemical peels, skincare. I mean, almost anything you can think of, we can layer with it.
Can I ask you, typically, when you're having an Aerolay NeuroElite treatment or it's part of your protocol, say for anti-aging, just we're not going to talk about a specific condition, just say for global rejuvenation, how many sessions would be typical in your practice?
3 to 5. I would say 3 is for a younger patient who is looking just for a little collagen boost. And I know we're using it for rejuvenation in terms of that anti-aging, but we also have to think about what improvement are we visibly going to see? Because even if someone comes in and says, it's just really for prevention, we know that they want to see a change to their skin. And I would say the minimum.
We always
really
want to see a change in the skin. True.
Yeah, it's true. Because, oh no, it's just really about prevention. But then it's like, wait a second, is anything happening? I'm not seeing my skin change. But it takes about 3 on average to really see that firming, that tightening, that glow for almost anyone. But if I'm looking for somebody who's a bit older, more laxity of the skin, someone who has thinner skin, I might push them to do a series of 5 treatments. But 3 to 5 would be about average.
You know, one of the things I enjoyed about my treatments, and this is a weird thing to mention as a consumer, but I'll say it. I like that the device was small, so it didn't feel scary to me to walk into a room with this massive laser, with this handheld and like, and I also appreciated that my clinician wasn't faffing around with like cartridges. I've had treatments before where the cartridge hasn't fired off and I won't even say what happened, but I will say I had a treatment that was, I knew was going to be very, very painful. It was an energy-based treatment. And I asked the doctor to give me a sedative because I took, I think it was a Valium, maybe it was half a Valium and some gas. I fell asleep and I had the treatment while I was like out.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then the nurse called me like that afternoon and said, look, I'm really terribly sorry to tell you, but the cartridge wasn't firing off, so you didn't have a treatment.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
goodness.
So I had knocked myself out in absolute abject horror of the pain, and it didn't work. And I'm wondering if you as a physician, it must be nice for you to know that you don't have to mess around with cartridges, you don't have to have like this big machine that terrifies your patients.
Absolutely. And as a provider, story. I mean, we have to think about, you know, we think about kind of cost benefit as well. I mean, consumables, it doesn't have a consumable. It's great for me as a provider because I know it's basically you buy the device, you invest in it, the size. I mean, that takes up, that's real estate, right? I mean, if you have a massive device and you can't use a room for a patient or put one other device in there, that takes up space. But I agree. A lot of it obviously is as a provider, I want my patients to feel comfortable. It's a walk through the park because they're going to come back and they're going to enjoy the experience. And, you know, part of aesthetics is really enjoying not only the outcome, but kind of the process to get there. And I really tell my patients that we should enjoy the feeling of the device. We should enjoy how it feels on our skin and what we see after the treatment. But I agree. It's, I mean, it's the smallest little suitcase. You can literally pick it up and walk with it. I've taken it through the airport before. So it's a very well thought out piece of equipment.
It feels very modern, I have to say. And I think, absolutely. You know, I like exactly as you said, for an aesthetic, aesthetics has become so medicalized that sometimes if you're going to have a treatment, you feel like you're getting something terrible done to you. And the clinic that I go to for Aerolase is a medi spa, so it's beautiful. And I like that it still feels like a spa environment when I go to have my laser, that it doesn't feel like I'm about to have something, you know, extracted or something really medical done to me. I appreciate that as a consumer. The other thing I was going to ask you about is, does Aerolase treat, can you also use it for hair removal? Is that correct?
Yes. And yes, and everyone dreads hair removal because that is considered the one treatment that's so painful. And it can be with this device, though, it is much more tolerable. I've worked with other devices in the past with the same treatments that I have today. And they're like, oh, Aerolase, no problem, when they get their hair removal, where they dreaded some of those diodes and alexandrites and other types of technologies that really had such an impactful burn to the skin. This is a much more gentle, easy type of laser hair removal.
And in terms of we're going back to the concept of skin types and skin tones, one of the issues with hair removal, certainly in Australia, is that there are some areas that you can't treat. So if the pigment is higher, say, for example, the bikini line, you can't treat with traditional lasers. But are you saying the Aerolase, you can treat high pigmentation like all Fitzpatrick's?
Yep, absolutely. Even Fitzpatrick skin type 6, which is the darkest skin with dark hair, easy breezy, safe.
And what about a really light skin with light hair? That's also a challenging skin type to treat. Can you treat that as well with Aerolase?
As long as there's some pigment in the hair. So lasers that treat for hair removal really target the root of the hair where you have that pigmentation or the melanin, because that's one of the three chromophores. So as long as there's a hint, even if it's light brown, it's fine. If it's white or gray and there's no pigmentation, then it's going to be hard for any laser to find the hair.
Okay, I want to pivot now to something that's a little bit gruesome, but I was so surprised that Aerolase treated it. It was for nail fungus.
Yes. And I use it for nail fungus as well. They have the risk of, you know, liver problems, or the patient just doesn't want to take it because they have to change their lifestyle for 3 months. This is a great option because it's something external, meaning you don't have to worry about side effects internally. And the way that it works is it's basically you have to file the nail down and it's going to be driven towards the blood vessels with the wart. So understanding too, whether you're having warts, you're having fungus, it's driven under the nail and it can help to heal that and clear that. It is a little more uncomfortable, I would say, than other things that we treat with this device. And it's purely just because of the sensitivity of our fingers and our toes. But patients love the idea that it is really focused on that one or two nails and they're not having to worry about other systemic medications that can have unwanted side effects, or even topicals. Topicals, we're treating for a fungus a year. I mean, nobody wants to go through painting their nail for a year. And then, as I mentioned too, with warts, if you have a little wart under the fingernail, oh my gosh, that can take years as well to go away. So it's nice to have these options.
And is it a one and done when you are treating for these conditions, or is it something that you have to come back once a year just to keep an eye on it? Sorry for asking these kind of non-medically questions, but I think people always wonder, it's like, okay, well, if it's a new way of treating it, is it a forever thing or is it just a maintenance thing?
Yes, it should be. If we actually treat the underlying cause and we get rid of it, then yes, it is permanent. Understandably, though, sometimes, you know, individuals are picking it up because of lifestyle or because of, you know, certain things that they come in contact with. And obviously, if they're going to re-come in contact with what's causing that, they can get the infection again. But once it's treated and cured in that particular area, it's gone. It does typically take multiple treatments, though.
Yeah, I can imagine that it would. And but I think to your point, it's better than a one-year treatment or taking systemic medication, which a lot of people don't wish to take. What about the other? I'm just going down the list of all the things that Aralase Neo Elite can treat. And some of them are great and because they are such pesky conditions. And we've never talked about them on the show. So I'm really excited to have you to talk about these things. I read that the Aralase can treat ingrown hairs.
Yes.
That's so fantastic.
It is. And I will tell you that obviously that's a very common concern where patients come in and they have one or two areas that are continuing to get these ingrown hairs. And, you know, we have to inject them with medication. We have to put them on antibiotics because they can get infected. This is a permanent treatment for it. Why? It's kind of like hair removal, where we're using it to target the root or the pigmentation in the hair. And what happens with a blocked hair is basically the hair tries to come out, it goes back in, and then it's stuck. And then it can't expel out, which then causes bacteria and debris to kind of settle around it and forms these cysts and these pustules. So we're targeting the pigmentation in the hair. And once it blasts that pigmentation in the hair, it disrupts the follicle and the follicle dies and it doesn't happen again.
So it would be great for guys as well, because ingrown hairs is something that they often suffer with and they get those terrible pustules and just so much discomfort. So it affects what they can wear, how confident they are taking their shirts off, whatever. So not just for women, but also it's a great treatment for men who, and I find that they're a bit more pain averse too.
Yes. That is probably the first question almost all men ask when I recommend the treatment. Does it hurt? But I do believe we do know statistically that men tend to have, you know, slightly lower pain tolerance, but it really comes down to the nerve fibers. And it's truly anatomical. So it's something to definitely think about. And hair with other devices can be quite painful because it has to use so much heat to damage that hair follicle, which is very painful. With this device, it does it in a way that it's a 650 microsecond, which is so fast that you barely feel those, you know, those pain fibers getting excited.
And what about other, you know, we touched on rosacea, and rosacea is obviously an inflammatory disease. Mm-hmm. Another one that I wanted to talk to you about is psoriasis.
Yes.
I read that Aralase can treat psoriasis. And again, I'm raising all of these treatments because we've never talked about a single device or a single visit to the clinician where so many, you know, problematic skin conditions can be treated without medication, without injections. Can you tell me a little bit about what psoriasis is and then how Aralase can treat psoriasis?
Yes. Psoriasis, as we know, it's become a little bit more known. We've had celebrities coming out in the social media space, et cetera, talking about it. So I do appreciate the fact that more people are familiar with this skin disorder. But I will tell you, for my patients that have it, it tends to still be an area where they get very insecure about people thinking they have something contagious. So it's really about, you know, them not feeling confident when they're walking around with large plaques. And what are these plaques? They are very, they tend to be red. Sometimes they can bleed and they get this almost silvery scale on the top of the skin. We see it more commonly on the elbows, the knees. We see it, we can see it. We can see it within the scalp. And these areas can be not only bothersome aesthetically, but quite itchy or sometimes even painful for patients. It tends to be genetic, meaning it tends to be passed down in families, but not always. And this is an area that keeping up with topical. So can you imagine you have a plaque on the elbow and it's cream and it's cream and it's cream and it starts to thin, but you can only use some of these prescription medications for 2 weeks at a time because
I want to tell you a really terrible story. Yeah. My mom developed psoriasis. And her GP suggested that it might have been a reaction to the pandemic for the injections. So, yes. And she's really young. She's only 71 now. So when she got it, she was, I want to say, 69.
Okay.
Her body was covered in it. Like, they were enormous. And wow. She's got really fair skin, very thin skin, always has. And the welts on her body made me cry. They were awful. She had them in her scalp. She had them all over her body. And not only was she self-conscious because she's a beautiful woman and she still works and she socializes, but it was so uncomfortable. And to your point, so she had to have ointment, this really thick, unctuous ointment just to as a barrier, I guess.
Yep.
Medication, all sorts of injections. And then finally, she had to go on a wait list for a medication that I think cost $12,000. Yes.
Wow.
And she'll have to have it for the rest of her life. So anyway, it takes some time before you're eligible to get the medication as part of national health.
Okay. And, yes, I can imagine.
But she literally had 2 years of suffering and there was nothing anyone could do about it. So when I read that Aralase can treat psoriasis, I was so intrigued and I was so saddened that no one treated my mom with Aralase.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's interesting because I think it's just our brains as providers. We always go to the traditional standard medicine. But the point is, there's a whole world out there of technologies that can be used in a way to kind of decrease some of these rashes that occur on the skin, like psoriasis patients that have horrible eczema and they're just itchy and uncomfortable. This device can be used to calm the inflammation in the skin as well. It is a great option for someone who has certain areas that are the most uncomfortable. So for example, I love it for individuals that get it on the hands or the elbows because we're constantly using our arms and it's an area that can be very bothersome for some. But it's beautiful too, because it's something you can build on. So you can do X number of treatments, calm it down, set the skin into remission. And if they're great for X period of time, 6 months, a year, fantastic. No topicals and no stronger medications needed. But this is just something else that we can think about along with other standard, more traditional medications. And that's the idea. The wave of the future is how do we combine different medications to give the ultimate outcome or different treatments.
So we talked about beyond the global rejuvenation capabilities of Aralase. And I'm wondering if beyond treating specific conditions, why do you kind of trust Aralase as part of your general dermatological practice for skin health, for anti-aging? And how would you introduce it to a client who's perhaps never had laser before?
You know, first and foremost in my mind, I tell my patients this every time, safety is the most important thing for me as a provider. I want to make sure that I'm offering a treatment that I feel confident, that there's going to be little to no risk with this treatment, that patients are going to walk out looking better, but not having to worry about any potential unwanted outcomes. And as a provider who obviously genuinely cares about my patients and their skin, I want something that they feel confident in as well. And, you know, the number one question, as I mentioned, is does it hurt? And number two would be how safe? What is your experience with it? It's interesting that pain tends to come first, I think, because it's the forefront of the brain. But safety is always in the top one or two because they want to make sure that they can trust that they can treat their skin condition and not have something else bad happened because of this treatment. What's fantastic about this device is using it now for the last 6 years, I have had no unexpected or unwanted outcomes. That's very unusual with different technologies. Yes, you can buy a device that is considered safe, but something is off in the programming and gosh forbid, somebody gets an unwanted burn. This is a treatment and a device that I feel extremely confident in terms of its safety profile and something that's easy for other providers to use. I'm not doing all the treatments myself. I have to trust, you know, my other providers in the office. And this is something that at different, you know, levels of experience, you can feel really confident that your provider is going to give a safe, efficacious treatment.
Dr. Del Campo, I want to ask you, some of the treatment capabilities of the aerolase seem really profound and could be useful for younger patients. And yet normally laser is not offered to younger patients. And I'm wondering if you could speak to whether in your practice you do incorporate aerolase NeoLite to treat younger patients in any capacity.
Absolutely. Number one is obviously going to be acne. I see quite a bit in terms of teenagers that come in with acne. And not only can we treat acne with this device, we can treat acne scarring at the same time.
So I was about to ask about scarring. Yes.
It's huge because somebody comes in like, I want to look better. And I tell them, well, I can get your acne under control. But if it weren't for this device, I can give you medication, but you're still all going to have all the signs of the acne you had, whether it's red spots or scarring. I can use this device to treat the acne they have, but also clear up the scarring and pigmentation that's left from previous breakouts. So that is huge. But I'm also using it as a kind of pro anti-aging treatment in younger patients as well. I mean, in our 20s, we start to lose collagen. I mean, the magic number is at age 24, we start to produce less collagen, elastin. I know it's younger than we think sometimes. So it's about staying a step ahead. This is something that we can use at a lower setting to just promote collagen production with little to no and zero, basically no downtime. So you can use it as a corrective treatment, but you can also use it as this preventative side for someone who's younger, who's looking to stay a step ahead.
And similarly, I would say for older patients who are a little bit more treatment shy, I would say.
Yes.
As I was kind of studying and learning about this device, and certainly in my own experiences of having the treatment, I thought, I think that I could safely send my mum in for this because it's fast, it's painless, it doesn't seem intimidating with the big machine room.
Absolutely.
Are you able to introduce laser therapy to older patients who are perhaps resistant to other forms of technology?
Absolutely. And it's interesting because you mentioned just kind of the scariness. And I would say on that age group, it is all about the unknown. They weren't raised at a time where there was so much access to aesthetics. Right now, I would say, you know, 20, 30 year olds, most of them have experienced facials, have experienced chemical peels, at least something minor. You know, times have changed. And, you know, back then, they weren't as accustomed to, you know, having these options. And so what is unknown can be quite scary. But once they do one treatment, they notice that it's quick, it's easy, painless, and they're back in. And I would say they tend to become even more loyal customers because once they get their foot in the door and they see that their skin looks healthier and they know that although they are older, that we're going to be able to also kind of slow down that aging process, it's never too late to start, they're all in.
You mentioned just briefly scars, but I'm wondering if we could just go a little bit deeper into that topic. I know that lasers are traditionally used for post-surgical scarring or post-acne scarring. I wonder if you could speak to how aerolase can be used to treat scarring or stretch marks even.
Yes.
Is it a good compatible laser for those conditions?
Absolutely. And I was going to mention stria or stretch marks as well, because that is technically considered a scar. That's the skin pulling apart too quickly and breaking collagen, elastin. What's beautiful with this device is scarring can come in many different ways. So we can have discoloration, so brown type of scarring, post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. We can have red scarring, post-inflammatory erythema, hyperarythema. We can have textural change. This can treat all types of scarring, going back to the fact that it can address pigment, red, and texture.
So would it also be useful for keloid scarring? Could you potentially treat?
So I do treat keloids with this device, but it's mainly to soften the keloid before I inject it.
Got it.
Because commonly with keloids or hypertrophic scarring, we need to inject a solution to soften and thin the scar. This device, though, makes that treatment so much more tolerable. When we heat that abnormal collagen just using this device, this laser, it softens that thick and hard scar and allows me to inject it easier. So it's less uncomfortable for the patient, but it also adds a secondary benefit in terms of collagen remodeling. So yes, it can be used. It wouldn't be the only thing that I use for keloids, but
combination therapy.
Combination. Yep, absolutely.
And what about spider veins? Can you treat spider veins with laser?
Yes, amazing for spider veins. The key is that it can treat slightly bigger spider veins and smaller spider veins. We do tend to use injections, something called sclerotherapy, for some of these larger veins, which we cannot address with sclero when they're small. So we can kind of soften the area, treat the air with injections, and come back in with a laser and treat those smaller veins that we cannot inject. Or you can use it for 98% of the veins that you see, knowing that there are only a few that you may not be able to use based on size, but it works phenomenally well. And again, it's about being able to use it neck down. Many lasers you cannot use off the head and neck as safely because of the higher risk. This you can.
So talking about going back to, sorry, I'm zigzagging now. Talking about treating stretch marks, is there a, maybe we've got stretch marks from, you know, when we were younger, from pregnancy. Do you have to treat stretch marks right as they happen, or is it okay? And does Aerolase Neolight work on old stretch marks and old scars?
Yes, both. But the key would be it's more targeted towards scars or stretch marks that have a little hint of color. It will help with the texture and make it blend, but it's really those stretch marks that are purple or red, which obviously are going to be the most aesthetically unpleasing anyway. That's where this device is going to do its magic, because it's going to help to pull that color that really draws the eye and make those stretch marks blend. But we know that some people have red, you know, stretch marks or scars initially, and they can last for years, and others turn from red to white pretty quickly. But it can be used on old and new stretch marks and scars alike.
Well, I feel like there's nothing this laser can't do. And I have never recorded an episode where we've touched on so many skin conditions. And I think that it's so useful, because anyone who's listening to this, it's hope, right? It's yes. Actually great to know that there is something safe and non-invasive available to treat a variety of skin conditions. I'm wondering if, having been a user of Aerolase Neolight for, 6 years, as you have mentioned, yes, in the show, what do you think is the future of Aerolase in dermatology? Because in Australia, it's a fairly new device. I've certainly heard it being spoken about in the conference circuit. So the experts and the dermatologists, the surgeons, the aesthetic practitioners may have heard about Aerolase. But as you said, it's still kind of an underground laser. I'm wondering if you could share with, in your experience, having been, you know, a long-term fan of the technology,
yes,
where do you see Aerolase fitting into dermatology in the future?
Yeah. It's interesting you mention that, because I always say it's my biggest kept secret to my patients. And I am a huge proponent, obviously, hearing me speak today. It is something that I feel so passionate about, that I've tried to help also the company really get the word out here in the US. But there's still room to grow. And I think what they really need, and what they're going to focus on with my help as well, is really the need to get the idea out that this is the staple for any other treatment that you want to combine. Because as I mentioned, there are so few technologies that you can have other devices in the office and be able to layer every single other treatment with this device. So make this the workhorse. That's where the niche is, but the ability to really stack these treatments same day with this device.
And in terms
of... it's a secret. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's a secret. And, you know, one of the things I like to do on the show is I like to pull back the velvet ropes of industry, because I'm lucky enough to be invited to conferences. I'm lucky enough to speak at events. I get to meet so many incredible doctors from around the world, but I wanted to make it consumer friendly, and I want to help the citizen scientists that are listening to this show, who are really passionate about the science of beauty and rejuvenation, to be able to advocate for themselves and to go to their provider and say, tell me more about the device you're using on my skin. Why are you using this when I have heard about a laser device called Aerolase that can treat me without pain? Why will I need, a week downtime? So I'm hoping that with every device that I introduce, with every treatment I introduce, with every doctor I introduce, it allows for the patient to be better informed, to self-advocate.
I love that. And, you know, a lot of it's marketing. You know, what I love about this device, and we had talked about this even before we went live, is that this is a device of word of mouth. I have really found that every patient that comes to me asking for this device is because, oh, my friend used it and loved it. My friend, whether it's New York, whether it's a patient of mine, but it's really about them having a positive experience and recommending this device to other, you know, friends and family. Contrary to some devices that are out there, I'm not going to mention names, that sometimes I'm like, what the heck? How is it getting so much publicity? This is not the best device. It's high risk. It hurts. You know, it's unwanted, you know, unexpected side effects and outcomes, but it's because money is put behind it. So marketing, just like anything else. And this is a tried and true device that is just like, you know, a hidden gem. But really the company has always done it since I came board years ago the right way and really just put out data and said, this works, here it is. And, you know, trying to get providers to better understand why it's so special. And, you know, it is growing here in the U.S. There are many different, you know, offices now here within South Florida that have the device. When I bought it, I was the first. And that was 6 years ago.
I can tell you, I'm offered just about every treatment. I would say every treatment I'm offered to have. And every skincare and consultation from the best doctors in Australia. And I have to be very, very careful not to turn myself into, you know, a test dummy. Because it can be crazy. And so it was after many, many years of not having a device treatment that I agreed to have Aerolase because the science seemed really sound.
Yep.
And for me, it's been really efficacious. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. And sharing your own experience with Aerolase, and also in particular, talking to all of the different conditions that we discussed. I think, you know, it was very, very insightful to learn more about the solutions that are available for various skin conditions. Thank you so much for making time. You're in Miami. I'm in Sydney. I think it's late in the evening for you and your kids are on spring break. So you've tuned in just for this episode. I really appreciate it. Dr. Del Campo.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I appreciate you asking me part of this. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was wonderful to have you on the show. I look forward to seeing you again. Maybe we can welcome you to Australia soon.
Oh, I look forward to it.
I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please share and rate this episode. I'd love that. I'm Baha Etmanen, your host and founder of Ageless by Rescue. For more exclusive content, show transcript, behind-the-scenes video, real people reviews, and extended interviews with experts, I invite you to please follow us at Ageless by Rescue on Instagram, Facebook, and Rescue TV on YouTube. You can also sign up to receive our e-magazine and newsletters, all for free.